Mr. Jubilee, champion of the jive, defender of the jam, and guardian of our foundational rights of boot, zoot, and rooty toot. If you're aching for some jam that's jumpy as a jeep without a jockey, stay with us, Jackson, because we got a dial full of mellow and mad that's rarer to have at you. Stashed away in tonight's grab bag are a flock of your favorite favorites. Erskine Hawkins and his Velvet Booters, tantalizing, vocalizing Effie Smith, and as an added attraction, your consensus combination for convulsing comedy, Jack Benny and Rochester. All of which brings us to that ponderous presence of Jubilee's own Boulder Dam, your massive of ceremonies, Ernie Bubbles Whitman.
Men, get ready for another sizzling session hot on haul. Slip into the groove and don't make a move, because the fire gets higher than a telegraph wire. And right by my side to strike the first match is Erskine Hawkins with a mess of melodies matched as only Hawkins can match it. Start at the start and finish somewhere near the finish, Erskine. Show up! That was Ruggedo Rigoletto as Hot Horn Hall remembers. And now, cats and kittens, Hot Horn Hall takes a great deal of pleasure in announcing the return appearance of one of the finest instrumentalists of today. Letters are poured in from servicemen and women from every corner of the globe requesting the sterling violin virtuoso, presenting a Joshua Heifetz, Mr. Hellman, and Fritz Kreisler all roll into one, Jack Benny!
Thank you. Hi, fellas. That was a nice introduction, Ernie. Yasha Heifetz, Misha Elman, Fritz Kreisler, all rolled into one. Now, Ernie, you could be three people rolled into one yourself there a little bit. Who the three people? I don't know. They were all husky. I know that. Look a little like Don Wilson around the stern there a little bit. I know that. Well, anyway, I'm very happy to be back here on Jubilee.
And Jubilee is happy to have you. We've got a lot of requests for you to play your violin, Mr. Benny.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be glad to oblige, Ernie. Now, Rochester will just hand me my violin. We can...
Rochester? I haven't seen Rochester around here.
Yeah, well, he was supposed to meet me here with the violin. You never can depend on that guy.
No.
Last week, I was invited to Ann Sheridan's house to a dinner party. He didn't even show up in time to help me get dressed.
He has to help you get dressed?
Well, it's not easy. Those laces are behind me, you know. What are you laughing at? I hope he gets here so I can play that solo.
Well, maybe Rochester went to see his girl.
No, no, he couldn't have gone to see his girl. See, this is my day to wear our sport coat today. You know? Besides, he's sworn off of women.
Oh, he has?
Oh, yeah. You know, he was very disappointed in his last love affair. Met a girl, wined her and dined her, and she seemed to be in love with him, too, but then, like all the rest, she double-crossed him. Yeah?
Double-crossed him?
Yeah, she wanted to get married.
Oh.
But it's really awful how you can't... I don't know, you just can't trust her. I bet my violin wound up in a pawn shop or something. He's always doing things like that, you know? Maybe that's him now. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Bennett, it's Rochester!
Rochester, where have you been?
Who, me?
Yes, you. Where's my violin? I'm supposed to play for the fellas tonight.
Well, boss, couldn't you maybe play a trombone solo?
You get a laugh with anything, don't you? No, I can't.
How about a guitar recital?
I can't play the guitar.
Maybe some tissue paper and a comb. No, no, you wouldn't have a comb.
Now, Rochester, stop beating around the bush. Did you hawk my violin?
Please, Mr. Billy, let's not use that word, hawk. Around Central Avenue, we prefer to call it three-ball Social Security.
Rochester, tell me exactly what happened then.
Well, I was standing in the store holding on to this old violin that you've been playing on for years and years and years.
I know how long I've been playing that. Go on with the story.
Well, a man came over to me and said, how would you like to have a nice, crisp $10 bill for that tied violin?
What happened then?
Holiday for strings. To tell the truth, I'm surprised he gave me $10 for it. That whole violin was full of baby termites.
Baby termites? I can understand termites being in the wood, but why baby termites?
I don't know. Maybe when you played Love and Bloom, they took it serious.
Well, you shouldn't have pawned it, Rochester, no matter how much you needed the money.
Well, I need it awful bad.
What'd you need the money for?
What did I need it for?
Yes.
Mr. Bernie, they don't use all the ivory to make piano keys, you know.
I'm glad that didn't get a big laugh. Just one joke. So that's it. I suppose you lost that money in that dice game.
Yeah, I happened to pass a few friends of mine who had assumed the position, as it were, but I walked right by them.
Well, if you walked right by him, how could you lose any money?
I guess I shouldn't have even slowed down momentarily.
Look, Rochester, I have to play a violin solo for the men overseas, and I don't care how you do it, but get that violin and get over here as soon as you can. Goodbye. Oh, just a minute, Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Bennett.
Are you making this phone call from my house?
Uh-uh, I'm down here in the drugstore.
Are you sure?
Positive. Why should I spend 10 cents for something I can get for a nickel?
Fire that guy. But Ernie, while we're waiting for him to get here with my violin, do you think you could get the orchestra to play a number?
I sure can, Mr. Benny. Erskine Hawkins and the boys have been sitting here ready to go with the most requested number in Jubilee's solid history. Sergeant Doug Scott and the boys in Hut 2 at APO 980, Pokey, Pud, Knottyhead, Hammerhead, and Sad Sack number 2, all at APO 490. The Cats and the Gators at 709, and PFC Warren McCullen at APO 726. Have each and every one demanded one of Erskine's specials called the Bear Mash Blues. Dig that title, the Bear Mash Blues. Well, if someone gets the blues because they want to be mashed by a bear, I'll be right over, honey. But now, music, maestro, please.
None other than the Hawk himself on that trumpet. Oh, Mr. Benny, are you ready with your solo now?
Now, Rochester hasn't shown up yet, Ernie. Not even I can play the violin without a violin, you know.
Oh, I see.
Hey, where's that wonderful singer, Effie Smith, that you said was going to do a number? Maybe you could get her to help me out by singing it right now, and
Mr.
I'll wait.
Mr. Benny, that's no sooner said than done. I'm sure she'd be delighted to come to your assistance. How about it, Effie?
Why, certainly I'd like to, Mr. Benny.
Thanks. Darn that Rochester. Now all the good talent is coming on in front of me.
Effie, unless my numb old brain has deceived me, the song you picked out to slap the cats around is Straighten Up and Fly Riot.
That's right, Ernie.
Well, get set for the takeoff, girl. Get set.
The buzzer took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey caught his neck and said, "Listen, Jack, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, drop, but don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in diving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You were choking me. Release your host and I'll set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye. "That's your glorious touching, but it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Effie Smith. That was as smooth as a wet kitten. Mr. Benny.
He's not here yet.
Oh, excuse me.
I get on my hands on that Rochester. All the...
Come in. Well, well, it's Rochester.
Yes, isn't it?
Mr. Benny, don't look at me like that. I don't know whether to say hello or start singing. I'll walk alone.
Never mind the wisecrack. Where's my violin?
Right here, Mr. Benny.
Looks all right. How'd you get it out of the pawn shop?
Well, you know your old Maxwell.
Yes.
Mine almost filled up the whole store window.
We'll discuss that later. You know, this happens to be a very valuable violin. Isn't it beautiful? Set me back $2,000.
$2,000, huh? Yeah, what a stack of box tops.
Box tops. Rochester, this happens to be a very fine violin. I think it's a Stradivarius.
Stradivarius?
I'm not quite sure. It's got a label inside, though. Peep in through that hole. See what it says inside there.
Okay, let's see. It says, property of Max Fink Globe Theater.
Poor old Max. He was a bad gin player, you know. But get a load of this bow. Isn't it a beaut? Made out of genuine horsehair.
Genuine horsehair, huh?
Yep.
Mr. Bay lost $2 on him at Sandy, and he had to get even some way.
You like that, huh? Never mind, Roger. We've wasted enough valuable time when I could have been playing something for the men. Is there anything in particular they've requested, Ernie?
Well, Mr. Benny, most of the letters ask for Ida.
Oh, the one I played before,
yeah. Yeah, that's it.
They don't want Love and Bloom, huh?
Here you are, Mr. Benny.
Give me A, will you, fellas? That's close enough. I'm not gonna... A again? A little flat, that would be well. I don't practice first, huh? Ma, what time is it? Shall we give him Ida? Give him my one. Wait for me, for heaven's sake. You drive a guy nuts, you know. You're nervous. Ready? Drum, bum, bum, bum. That's it. Drum, bum, bum, bum. That's it. That's embarrassing.
And by the way, that was some of the slickest cigar box scratching ever to emanate from the confines of Hot Horn Hall. What we need now is a musical massage, and straight from the steam room, we bring you a Beanie Team. It's not a dream, it's a Lou Mel Morgan Trio.
way of flirting. Send the light. Make me feel so happy. Make me feel so blue.
Thank you. Thank you, Lou Mel Morgan Field. That stuff was puncture-proof. And speaking of a banquet room for the gravy that's groovy, keep the mailman headed either booze way. Dip a point in the blue and run it over anything that happens to be around. Then aim it in the general direction of Jubilee, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Well, see to it that someone rubs a lamp and you get what you want. Take the case of a certain sergeant with the moniker of Mitchell Wright. He scribbled us a note asking for Erskine Hawkins, ultra-famous and super-complete with duper Tuxedo Junction. Well, Erskine played Tuxedo on Jubilee just a few bites ago. But just to show you what happens when we get a request, Erskine is giving a downbeat, and just watch what comes out. Well, men, we've just come face to face with a solid wall of stuff. We smack up against those big words that say the end. But we're starting right now to get hot on haul and save for another G-sharp nightmare. We'll be being in the stuff that's right off the cuff before that moon has a chance to go up and down 8 times. Till then, this is Ernie. My boots need lacing, but I can't reach them. Whitman, saying from the bottom of my big fat heart, so long and good luck.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.